Unfortunately, we have thousands of victims across Europe, including coming into the UK, that are being sexually exploited, exploited also in the illegal labour market. And that better understanding coming from better police work, better intelligence work, has obviously been adopted by Theresa May and this government, and now we have a much bigger shift in political terms to do something about it in the UK. You know, my job at Europol finds, however, that that's not necessarily shared right across Europe. So we still have some way to go to coordinate effective international action.
What, so you mean the problem isn't as big in other countries, or the authorities in other countries aren't taking it seriously as well?
No, I think it's the latter more. I think, you know, that the priorities are followed more or less in the same way as we find in the UK in some other countries, but not all of them. And part of my job is to try and persuade governments across Europe, and indeed beyond that, that this matters. This matters because it's a human rights issue, of course, but it matters because also it's a large part of how organised crime syndicates are creaming off profits by exploiting people, and they're using those profits, therefore, to sustain other activities.
Now, we've covered this problem quite a lot on LBC over the last few years, but for those of our listeners who are coming to this fairly new, how big a problem is it?
Well, I think, you know, at Europol we are coordinating around 900 operations a year, which is monitoring thousands of victims and indeed thousands of criminals that we're identifying. People that are coming, many of them from actually parts of Europe, from Eastern Europe, from Albania, from Romania, from Lithuania, for example. A large number of victims coming from Nigeria and Vietnam and other countries. And sophisticated organized crime groups, adept at drug trafficking historically, adept at people smuggling, other criminal activities, now increasingly turning their hand to the trade in modern slavery as well to make a quick buck out of it. And it's definitely something that's rising and becoming a significant problem right across Europe, with the UK among the top countries that are affected by it.
So who's making the money?
I mean, normally organised crime syndicates in a complex, well-orchestrated way right across Europe. The criminals are primarily coming from the same countries as the victims themselves. There are some British criminals involved here, but the majority of the problem, I think, criminal problem in the UK involves foreign offenders and foreign criminal groups, as they also offend in other European countries. And they're making, you know, this is a multi-million, maybe even a multi-billion dollar criminal industry now right across Europe. And it's one that's affecting not just society at large, but also businesses, for example, because it's affecting the supply chain of some of our leading brands, and you know, we need to do something about that.
And you're presumably reliant on business for intelligence. Otherwise, it must be quite difficult to work out where these people are coming from.
Yes, we see more and more of the first indications of criminal activity coming from our business partners. You know, at least 15% of the casework that gets referred to us at the European level coming from business partners, and I'm not surprised by that, because, you know, there is a large part of this which is about labour exploitation. There are people who are being exploited to produce elements that go into the supply chain to produce the kind of brands and that we find in everyday shops in Britain.
So if you are, say, a supply chain executive, I don't know, for Asda, supply their clothing, are you giving advice to companies like supermarkets for what to look out for, so they can actually provide you with intelligence if they suspect something? Because normally people like that, I imagine, wouldn't be the first thing on their minds, would it?
No, there are parallels here with how we, over the last 5 to 10 years, we've really raised the bar of attention around cybercrime and the threats of how cyber affecting businesses. We need to do the same here, actually, because it affects the brand and the reputation and even the bottom line costs of businesses, and we need to do more to do that. It's one of the key parts of the Prime Minister's Modern Slavery Task Force to do that. That's why she's going to Davos, to the World Economic Forum next week, and I'll be there supporting her to try and engage the CEOs of multinational companies, including those in the UK. So I think we're starting to march in this direction, actually, and we're starting to get good buy-in. But really, business leaders really need to think more about this and to understand within their own business how confident are they that their supply chain is indeed not featuring significant labour exploitation.